finally hit the home stretch at the NFL Combine here in Indianapolis. The Broncos front office and the coaching staff have seen the prospects, and today we'll tell you who might be at the top of their list. Plus, a behind-the-scenes look. We've been doing it all week long here in Indy. We're going with the fans as the Combine opens its doors for the first time to the public in the history of the league. Welcome into our finale episode, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. This is Broncos TV Live at the NFL Combine. Andrew Mason and Phil Milani will be along in just a moment to join me. But first, let's recap some of the national headlines as we wind things down here in the Indianapolis Convention Center. Some of the things that we've been looking at, the audible oohs and ahs throughout the event center as John Ross, this weekend, runs a 4.22 40-yard dash. That's the best ever mark for a prospect, breaking Chris Johnson's record. And one of the biggest names at linebacker has left the Combine. Reuben Foster, the linebacker out of Alabama, was sent home after a heated argument with a hospital worker while waiting for his pre-Combine exams. Not good if you're a Crimson Tide fan. And one of the best linemen in the draft, Derek Barnett, might not perform many of the drills as we once thought. He was very sick with a virus this week, so hopefully he gets better in time, but a lot of doubt surrounding his performances here. Now, this is a big week for a lot of players from the big programs. USC, Alabama, Michigan, they're all here, but it's even more important for kids from smaller schools like the Air Force Academy. It's been a long time since the Air Force Academy and the Falcons have sent a player here to the Combine in Indy, but that all changes this week as Jalen Robinette hits the field. We caught up with him to find out why this is such a big moment for him and his school.
Falcons really need to score and not three.
Whenever Air Force needed points, he was there.
He's in trouble, fires down the middle, touchdown! Robinette reaches up with one hand!
Whenever they needed a big play, there he was again.
Touchdown! They call it a touchdown by Robinette!
It's been more than 10 years since the Air Force Academy has sent a player to the NFL Combine, but those moments are why wide receiver Jalen Robinette has made a name for himself in this year's draft class.
You know, I'm going to make something happen, whether it's on the edge blocking or, going up for a big play or, even catching short routes and making some long yardage out of that, you know. If you involve me in the game and the game plan, you know, I'm going to produce and I'm going to show up.
Sometimes it was hard for Robinette to show up on film. The Falcons' offense centers on a run-based triple option system. That made Robinette's 27 yards per catch all the more impressive.
You know, I definitely had to step up my game, and I knew there was that gap, coming from a triple option offense into, the pro style. You know, I know people are going to see that gap when they look at me and they look at my situation. But, I think I can definitely integrate well into a pro style offense, into an NFL team.
Jalen will also face plenty of questions about his service in the Air Force during his interviews with teams, something he is more than prepared to answer.
I let him know I have a lot of pride in what I've been through at the Academy, coming out here and representing the Falcons. You know, they're curious about my daily regimen and how I balance everything. And I'm busy, but, you know, that's the way I like my lifestyle. And, I take a lot of pride in being an Air Force receiver.
Wherever he lands, Robinette will take pride in putting the title of NFL receiver next to his growing list of accomplishments.
Right now on DenverBroncos.com, be sure to check out the Jalen Robinette feature that we have out. Our own Ben Swanson has done a great job covering his story, seeing what he has to balance as an Air Force cadet as well as a potential pro football player. Be sure to check that out. You won't want to miss it. Robinette's a part of a great wide receiver class in this 2017 draft, but another huge group that we've been taking a look at is the tight ends. The Broncos have been cited as a targeting team for possibly that position group, so we thought we'd pull some of the best players in this year's draft class to find out why they think they are the best tight ends in this year's class.
And I would just say my ability to be a three-down tight end, you know, being able to stay in the game and run block, also being able to use my athletic ability in the passing game to separate from defenders.
I would probably say my versatility. I mean, like I said, this class is so deep. All these guys bring a lot to the table. But just in myself, just able to do anything, just be split out, flex out, get downfield in the vertical game, and to have the tenacity to get in and get physical as well. So I definitely see myself as a total package.
Just being a complete tight end, showing my willingness to block and also being a vertical threat that I am, being able to blow past safeties and linebackers at any given time in the game, I feel like that gives myself the more opportunity and more benefit than the rest of the tight ends in this class.
I'm one of the top players in this draft. Starting tomorrow at the Combine, just showcase my abilities. I know I'm one of the top players. I want everybody to know that. I think that they're starting to understand it, but just make a deeper statement of who I am and what I'm capable of doing.
I think wherever I go, I can definitely bring speed. I'm willing to block anywhere, attached or detached. So just speed and, you know, a lot of fun.
For me, I was excited to do all this medical stuff because I'm so far along in my rehab. I'm doing so well. I'm ahead of schedule. So I know where the average man would be at this point in time, and I know I'm ahead of that. So I've been really excited to show teams that. But aside from that, this is something you dream about as a kid. Just getting to be out here and recognized with some of the best players in the country, that's just been really special.
All right, a very deep draft class. A lot of big egos, a lot of big personalities in that group, Phil. Phil Milani joins us now on the show. And, Phil, you had a chance to catch up with some of these guys, talk to them. Who stood out to you as far as that group? Because it looks like there are a ton of great options.
Well, the interesting thing is, in terms of the Broncos' perspective, is at 20, do they still have a need for an offensive lineman? Because if so, they may go that route because the class is so weak compared to this tight ends group, because there's a lot of quality tight ends here. And O.J. Howard, I think, is the top guy on the board, but a great day two guy for the Broncos could be Evan Engram out of Ole Miss. He threw for almost 1,000 – or he caught – almost 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns last season. He'd be a great day two guy, ran a really fast 40 time at the combine. And the class is so deep, maybe the Broncos will wait to take a guy there.
Now, we've heard from guys like Mike Mayock. We're going to hear from Todd McShane a little bit. What's your sense as far as this draft class is concerned when it comes to these experts?
Well, they're saying that this could be one of the best drafts of all time, and the only weakness really is offensive tackle. So it's interesting for the Broncos because that's their real need at this point. We'll see after free agency. But they say the rest of this class, running back, we heard so much about Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette. This could be a really great running back class. And then the other position, obviously DBs and safeties. We've heard it from a lot of people this weekend. Mike Mayock, one of them. Todd McShay, another one of them. And even John Elway said it as much. So it could be shaping up to be one of the best draft classes of all time.
Coming up, we're going to see some of those guys from the positions that Phil just discussed, including running back plus. In the next part of our show, Phil and I are going to go behind the scenes at the NFL Experience. You enjoy that?
Yeah, we had some fun.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. We're gonna keep you in suspense. But also coming up next, yes, it's the culmination of a week of long and tough hard work. Mace's mock draft. Yes, Mace will be along to bring us who he thinks the Broncos might be taking. That's next. Don't miss it.
It's a summer full of special events at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Eat the food you crave at the Bacon and Beer Classic May 13th. Sample bacon-inspired dishes and over 300 craft beers from Denver's best restaurants and breweries right on the field. Listen to the music you love with the Summer Concert Series presenting Metallica's World Wired Tour, June 7th. Guns N' Roses, August 2nd. Justin Bieber's Purpose Tour, August 12th. And Drums Along the Rockies returns July 15th. Watch the sports you enjoy with the CONCACAF Gold Cup Soccer Doubleheader, featuring the Mexican national team on July 13th. And your world champion Denver Outlaws return home to defend their title May 7th, with spectacular fireworks shows celebrating Memorial Day and the 4th of July. For more information, go to Sports Authority Field at milehigh.com. For tickets, check out Ticketmaster.com. For food, music, and sports this summer, head to Sports Authority Field at Mile High.
Catching up with ESPN insider Todd McShay, the draft specialist at the NFL Combine. Todd, can you give us a couple of names that you have in mind where the Broncos are picking at 20?
Well, you know, offensive line could be a position. Interested to see if any of these guys – it's tough with the offensive tackles this year because Garrett Bowles, to me, has a chance coming out of Utah to be a first-round pick. Has had – there's some issues to kind of sort through. Only 1 year playing at Utah, but really athletic and long. The rest of the tight end group – I mean, the offensive tackle group, I think you probably could – look for some guys that were tackles moving into guard. And, you know, Forrest Lamp to me is one of the best offensive linemen, had a great showing here in Indianapolis. So those are a couple guys.
On the tight end, it's really deep this class. You think they're going to wait maybe a couple rounds? You can still find a quality player there?
Yeah, but also it's in the 20. If Joku's there, David Joku from Miami, then maybe that's a possibility. I mean, he's a big-time difference maker. O.J. Howard, if he's still around, I don't know that he will be coming out of Alabama. But this is the best tight end class. I've been doing this 17 years. I've never seen a deeper, more explosive group. So Evan Engram runs a 4.43 out of Ole Miss today. Adam Shaheen, no one even knows about out of Ashland. He's going to be a second-round pick probably. He's 280 pounds and 6'6" and runs a 4.7. So there's a lot to pick from, and I think there's going to be a lot of good options on day two, rounds two and three.
I'll get you out of here on this. What's another position group that you think there's a lot of depth at?
The defensive backfield. I mean, safeties are really strong. Corners really strong. I think there are 20 guys, starting with Marshawn Lattimore, Tease Tabor from Florida, the cornerback position. 20 guys in the first two rounds that could potentially go.
Our thanks to ESPN's Todd McShay for taking some time. He's, of course, the nation's most notable, or one of the most notable draft experts, but the Broncos' most notable draft expert is sitting to my right. Andrew Mason joins the show now. And, Mace, we've been teasing it all week, all right? Mock draft 2.0, yep. All right? We've been taking a look. I know you've been working hard on it, okay? Let's go. Let's first, we're going to get to the Broncos, but let's first get to the top of the draft. You're going to name your top five. What did you see, and how did things fall out?
Well, number one is going to be Myles Garrett to Cleveland, Texas A&M, and that's no change. And barring something unforeseen injury-wise, I don't anticipate any kind of change. I think Myles Garrett's going to be the top of the draft, and he's kind of backed off the rumors saying, oh, he wants to play for the Cowboys. I think he's ready to go for Cleveland. I think he's starting to embrace being a Brown. I've got him number one. Number two, a little bit of a change there. Now I have Mitchell Trubisky, and he's Mitchell. Not Mitch. He made that clear this week.
The name tag says so, right?
Yeah, and as a friend of mine in Carolina tweeted out, well, he's adding a couple of L's to his name, getting ready for a stint with a struggling team. But I have the 49ers taking him. Now, I don't necessarily believe that Mitchell Trubisky should be the number two overall pick, but I'm mocking what I think's going to happen. I think he's more of a guy in the teens, at least relative to what he can do. Jonathan Allen out of Alabama, number three. There's some concern about the shoulders, to be certain, but quality player. I think he could be a Pro Bowler right away in year one. Chicago does need defensive help. I don't think they're going to see the value in the quarterbacks. Number four, and this is a little bit of a surprise compared to a lot of mock drafts right now, I have the Jaguars taking Dalvin Cook out of Florida State. They've got a lot of needs. I think they're going to address some of them in free agency. But Tom Coughlin likes a good, young, quality every down running back. Dalvin Cook out of Florida State would fill that role. He's the most consistent of the top backs in the draft. And rounding out the top five, Jamal Adams, safety out of LSU, going to Tennessee. Titans have big time secondary needs. They may address some of them in free agency, but with the quality of safety and cornerback in this draft class, it's a good year to be able to go after that. And I could see Tennessee going safety with the number five pick, mm-hmm. when they pick later in the first round, could see them going corner. But there's a bit more depth than there is at safety.
Now, sticking in the top ten, we're going to go through the AFC West right now. Chargers, of course, pick first. But then as you get a little bit later, you've got the Raiders and Chiefs. We're going to keep you in suspense on the Broncos. But for those three other AFC West teams, Mace, how did that all fall out?
Well, number seven, Malik Hooker out of Ohio State. He's right there with Adams as 1-2 in the safeties. Another guy that's possible is someone I'm sure you're a fan of, Mr.
Oh, yes.
Go Blue Michigan, Jabril Peppers, even though he was here this weekend with the linebackers, but 213 pounds. It's going to be a safety as well. Oakland, number 24. You mentioned him earlier on this broadcast. Reuben Foster, of course, had the altercation with a hospital worker.
That was bizarre.
And, yes, sent home from the combine, and certainly that's going to lead to some character questions. That's why I have him at 24. Was looking at him as a potential top 10, top 15. In fact, when I started doing this mock draft a couple of days ago, I was thinking of him maybe number 9 in Cincinnati.
Wow.
But no, have him dropping down in the 20s. And 27, Kansas City could go in a lot of different directions. Right now I have them going with Jared Davis, outstanding linebacker out of Florida. I love both of their two linebackers that project as 3-4 inside backers, Davis and Alex Anzalone. But Davis is more of a three-down backer. Anzalone is more of a thumper against the run. I think he's going to settle in the mid-rounds. Davis, I think, is going to be right there. Late first, early second will be a good fit for Kansas City.
All right, Mace, we've kept the people in suspense long enough. This is what everybody wants to know. This is why the people are here. They want to know who the Broncos are going to be taking at number 20. If they stick at number 20, Mace,
Who do you see them selecting?
Right now I'm seeing Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, you gave the people what they wanted.
Yes. Well, it's what the people want. He's the local hero, but he's an incredibly talented player. He had an outstanding workout this weekend, and that didn't surprise anybody. All that does is kind of just confirm what you thought of him from the film. Clearly a first-round player, unlike any other prospect in this draft, in the ability to change what the defense does, to force some mismatches, force defenses to deal with some difficult questions on a play-by-play basis, and special teams as well, because he can fit in as a returner. Now, Mike Mayock was observing that he looked as good potentially as a slot receiver as he did as a running back. So there's a lot of things that he can do. That being said, if I'm Tennessee at number 18, Tampa Bay number 19, right ahead of the Broncos, and you've got Marcus Mariota in Tennessee and Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. More so Tampa Bay than Tennessee, because Tennessee's more of a power-type offense, what they call the exotic smash mouth. But Tampa Bay at number 19, I think, is going to think long and hard about Christian McCaffrey as a weapon for Jameis Winston to help him along and also open up some things on Mike Evans on the outside. So it's no luck that he's going to be available at 20, but it's a deep class, and that might help him drop. And if the Broncos can address offensive line in free agency, then they could have the luxury to go after McCaffrey at 20. And, boy, I think he'd open up a lot of things for the offense. I think you put him out there, you force a safety on him, create one-on-ones on the outside for Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, opens up a whole horizon of possibilities.
Well, we have the luxury of having Andrew Mason on our website. Mace, we appreciate your time. We're going to check out your mock draft. Mace did the entire first round, so if you want to see more about the entire league, and this guy certainly knows about it, be sure to check out DenverBroncos.com and look for Mace's mock 2.0 draft. It's on our site. Now, moving on to the all-access portion of the program, Phil Milani and myself were able to go behind the scenes with the fans. This is the first time that the fans have ever been allowed inside the convention center for the NFL Combine. We had a little fun and even found some Broncos fans. Take a look.
New at the NFL Combine this year is the fan experience. So while the next wave of NFL talent is interviewing for jobs, fans are out here having way too much fun. So let's go see if we can find some Broncos fans. What are you guys doing out here? You like the experience?
We love it. Yeah, we live in Ohio now, but I grew up in Denver, and I told my son we got to go check out the NFL Combine and see some future Broncos.
Awesome. And you checked out the Lombardi Trophy?
Yes, we did.
Where's that thing headed next year?
The Broncos Stadium.
I saw you got the 58 jersey on. Who's your favorite player?
Peyton.
Peyton is?
Yeah.
And then, but what about Von Miller?
Yeah.
This is a pretty cool idea. I mean, did you guys go through the gauntlet here?
Yeah, this is a totally awesome experience, especially for my boys.
Maybe this is a future Bronco.
Bronco.
That little guy's middle name, Manning, after number 18 himself. Matt and I even got in the spirit ourselves.
48, 49, 50.
What is this? False start. It was a false start.
Who do you think the Broncos are going to take in the draft? Do you have any ideas, positions, or anything?
Well, I'm a big Ed McCaffrey fan, so I'd love to see Christian McCaffrey come back to Denver.
I think with the new changes going on, I think we're gonna be pretty tough again. So I'm looking forward to the season.
Who are they going to take in the draft?
So, yes, a lot of serious business going on here at the NFL Combine, but a lot of fun as well. Phil, I didn't see the beginning of that race. It looked like, you know, you cut your false start out of our package.
I was going to say, I buried the lead there because I think I beat you in the 40.
No. There was a false start that was cut. We need to check the tape, all right?
Everybody at the Combine is talking about John Ross. Nobody's talking about me. I don't know what's going on.
You hit that 4-2 mark. You looked up, held up that one
thing. I had an incredible Combine. I said, I don't know if you heard counting out the benches. I hit 50, so that's kind of a big deal.
Personal best?
That's a personal best. Yeah, I've been saying saving it up.
All right, as we wind things down here in Indy, what was your favorite part? I know we've seen a lot of players, we've done a lot of things, as everybody just saw, but do you have a favorite moment?
Well, it's great when you get a chance to meet some of these guys, because you read all this stuff about them, you see them on the field, you look at their tape, but when you finally get a chance to meet some of them, that's the best part of the whole Combine, and you let Mace do his mock draft. I'm going to go with Garrett Bowles. I think that he could be a great player for the Broncos, especially We know that free agency is coming up on Friday. Depending on what the Broncos do there, Garrett Bowles to add a little bit of that attitude along the offensive line, and I think he'd fit in nicely.
I think there are audible boos from some of the people that really want us to
I like Christian, though.
Christian
Don't get
McCaffrey.
Me wrong. Yeah, that would be a great pick, too. But a lot will depend on what happens with free agency.
No, absolutely. And speaking of free agency, we will be along all week this week to recap some of the free agent news, as well as preview some of the things that could be going on with the Broncos this month with free agency and the draft. The draft is only a month away. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy period. I mean, think about it from our perspective. What about the players' perspective?
Right.
You know, they come here. They got their pro days coming up. We'll be trying to catch a few pro days here and there. So, yeah, it's a busy month.
It is. It is. And we will be with you all the way through, again, free agency and the draft. Be sure to tune in to DenverBroncos.com. We'll have the video side. Mace, of course, we'll have the written covered. But we really appreciate everybody tuning in all week long. It's been a long week for everybody here in Indianapolis. Special thanks to Phil, Andrew Mason, Austin Brink, Jeremy Wecker behind the camera, some unsung heroes for us here, and everybody back in Denver that was able to help us get on the air. We really appreciate it. And it has been a – it takes a village, doesn't it? It takes
That's
a village.
True.
So we really appreciate everybody's support here in Indianapolis. But that'll do it. For Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. We say so long, and we hope to see you down the road in March and again for the draft.